podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Speaking of fun, Jeremy, you want to talk about your wife's...
fun bags, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So here's the haps. My wife, Nicole, is still breastfeeding our sweet little Lila that is 5 months old. So she's still going at it.
How old was Reed when he stopped? Do you remember?
He weaned himself probably at 9, 10 months. Okay. Kind of just knocked it off. Knocked that mess off. But Nicole's getting to the point where this is her second one. She's just used to doing this. She's comfortable with her body. She's comfortable with being a mom. So she came to me the other day and was like, what do you think about me not wearing my cover anymore? Because she wears a cover in public when she's hooked up. What do you think about me not wearing my cover anymore when I'm out in public? She's like, I'm getting kind of tired of having to dig that out every time I got to feed Lila.
What's a cover?
It's like a shower curtain for yourself. Yeah, you hang it around your neck and it goes down the front of you.
It drapes
it's
you.
It's like an apron, I guess. It drapes you. Okay. It covers you. And then the top of it has a wire in it, like a half moon, so you can look down at what's going on still, but yet you're
like
covered.
A little viewing hole.
She's tired of digging that out. Yeah. It's a little baby portal. She's tired of digging that out. The baby doesn't really like it when she's underneath it. She gets distracted by it and then doesn't eat. So
all
she's
smothered.
Yeah. Nicole's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to start whipping the old breastuses out and just feeding her in public. She's like, that's what these babies are here for. Mm-hmm. This is nature. I don't really care anymore. I'm just trying to feed my damn kid. And
wait, like pull it out. So really there would be a flash of just the bare breast, the
there
nipple, the whole
be a
enchilada
nipular region. Yes. Until it was inserted into said baby.
Now, I've worked with you long enough to know that you probably spouted off something to her.
You know, I'm uncomfortable with this. Yeah. First of all, because it's my wife and she's attractive and boobs are sexualized so much. And I'm like, well, people are going to be looking at your boob. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing, but your boob's out. I don't really want you doing that.
I cannot believe that Nicole is saying this, not because I'm against breastfeeding in public, but because Nicole specifically just always kind of struck me as a very more...
She's like, very buttoned up,
conservative gal.
Very, yeah.
By the rules, she's very proper.
You change after you've done it a few times.
I can't believe she wants to flash.
But yet
the booty.
She feels now, I think, that she has embraced the role of mom, and this is nature. You're keeping life alive, for lack of better words, but you're keeping this baby alive. This is nature. She's like, I'm just going to do it.
I got to tell you something, as an observer, because I've never breastfed.
You would observe this.
Observing Nicole's boobies.
And that's and that's the funny thing, is I think years ago, I would have, if I had seen that in public, and I did, I'd be like, oh, and I'd be either uncomfortable or I'd whatever. And really today, because I see this quite often, I don't look twice. I don't think twice about it. It's just so... It's got to be done. Women have got to feed their children.
Right. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And we make such a big deal out of it that I have come completely over to the camp of the 21st century women who are like, it's my body. I'm going to do it. I'm like, you're
it's
right.
My baby.
I'm just glad that I don't have to do that. You do it however you need to do it.
Yeah, just get it done.
And if you've got some 19-year-old guys who are gawking and making funny sounds and all that other stuff.
But that's the thing.
That's their problem.
That's all I'm going to focus on is those tools going, oh, boo.
You won't think twice about it.
Oh, I think I will.
You will?
I would.
I don't think she's going to be able to go through with it. I think she's going to be sitting there in that Red Robin and be like, no, I can't.
I get some more fries.
when push comes to shove.
Right. And I wonder too, like the circumstances and the placement of when this would happen. Like I can totally see it at the park. Like if she's at the park with Reed or something.
Because it seems natural.
Because really you are then out in nature. There's trees and have at it. But if we're
at Kohl's.
I don't know. That's a neutral zone. I don't know about Kohl's.
No, you can't breastfeed in the middle of Kohl's. You gotta plan your day better.
But I don't think we would do it at Outback there or whatever with our awesome blossom.
Pull out her awesome blossom.
Right. I don't know the scenarios and when this would happen.
Are you asking our listeners a question?
I guess, like, what is the question? Is this appropriate? Would you do this? Is it cool that she does this or is it too sexualized? Maybe we can hear from moms that won't do it.
Is there a way that she could just cover the
boobie and not the baby? But because I'm on the side of why does she have to do anything like that? Well, just because everybody else is so puckered about it?
Because maybe there's a naked issue in there somewhere.
Yet a guy can go topless and we don't say two things.
Really? Yeah, when was the last time you went topless?
Yesterday in the park.
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Take my shirt off
yes,
right now.
Yes, take it off right now. Breastfeed Jeremy right here, right now.
Hook me up, Dom. Here we go.
Hello, June.
How are you?
Speak your mind, please.
What, June?
So I'm a mother of two, and I breastfed my oldest until he self-weaned at 3 years and 4 months. Granted, I wasn't nursing in public after he was a certain age because he was only nursing at nighttime. Like to go to sleep. But my second child is almost 11 months now, and I breastfeed wherever we are, whenever, doesn't matter. I don't care who's looking. I don't care who feels comfortable, who feels uncomfortable. My child needs to be fed. I'm not doing anything indecent. I'm not like flashing anyone, you know.
All right.
No, I totally get it. I totally agree with you. You have to do it. You got to feed your kids until they're nine. And
good for you, June. Let me go back in time. 3.5 years old?
Wow.
Yeah. So I believe in extended breastfeeding and allowing the child to self-wean. They're not going to be breastfeeding until they're 6 or 7 or 8.
I don't want to be rude, but we've got about 800 calls we got to take. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. I remember we did have somebody in live audience Friday a few years ago who breastfed their child until they started kindergarten.
Yes, that's quite a long time.
Wow. Right.
But they offered the exact same argument as Gina's, like the kid wasn't ready to stop yet. So
that kid hadn't been introduced to mac and cheese, I'll tell you that much right now.
Here's Aaron. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you say?
I have a daughter who's 5 months old, and she's my first, and, you know, I can't plan my day around, you know, when she needs to be fed or where we're going. So, you know, we go, and if she needs to eat while we're there, I feed her. I can't use a cover. You know, she flails her arms and her legs, and it's really hot. I wear two shirts, and I pull one up and I pull one down, and nobody can see anything. So you can, like, if you're looking at me straight on, you can't even tell that I'm feeding.
You're slick. You are smooth. What does your husband think about this? Like, when you're out in public, is he cool with it?
He's a little uncomfortable with it, but he's getting used to the fact that I'm hot. The baby's hot. I don't care. And this isn't your toy.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call us. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Appreciate you talking to us. Here's Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hi there. How are you?
What's the word?
The word is, there are so many hurdles put up against breastfeeding moms that why wouldn't you do it whenever you can do it? When a mom gets good enough to breastfeed, you don't even see that nipple. It just looks like a low-cut shirt.
That's true. Going out to certain places, I've seen strangers' boobies, and they're not breastfeeding. So
right. They show a lot of skin out there, don't they?
That is true. That's a great point.
Yes, it is.
Denise, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
I hang out at questionable places, though. Let's keep that in mind.
You know what? You're right.
Is that a nipple?
When you're right, you're right. Here's Mac. Hello, Mac.
Mac.
How are we doing?
Let's get a guy's perspective.
Thirsty.
What do you say?
Yeah, my wife is, we have a 7-month-old, and she's breastfed since day one, and we've gone out to eat, and we've had a couple people say something to us, usually younger guys.
What do they say?
Yeah.
Just really, you're going to do that?
Ew.
You know, and my wife heard it. I didn't hear it, so it would have been a little different if I heard it. But it's my wife does it in such a way where she pulls out her breast, and, you know, it's so discreet. She's usually sitting down. So you can't see anything, and I'm completely comfortable with it because it's natural.
It's life, man.
Yep.
Well, buddy, thank you for being on the show. Hope you have a great weekend. Okay.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
I think part of the problem is I get over there and I help pull the breast out. I think is what makes it even more awkward.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Part of the problem is you get in line
behind your daughter.
Yeah,
you're the problem here. Here's Tammy. Tammy, you get the last word. What do you say?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
So I think that breastfeeding is the most beautiful gift you could give your child. I did it for 4 of my children, and I just think it's beautiful and wonderful. However, I do have to say that there are a lot of things that are natural and beautiful and, you know, what nature intended, such as going to the bathroom. but I would never drop drawer and go to the bathroom.
Well, now, hold on a second. I've heard that argument before from people, but there's a little bit, if you're going to compare defecation with breastfeeding
versus feeding,
there's a health issue involved, too, that you don't just defecate right out in public. That's unhealthy, whereas I don't see feeding a child as being unhealthy.
It's not unhealthy. It's the most beautiful thing and the most healthy, gorgeous gift that you can give your child.
Yeah, one of the reasons we have restrooms is not just that we don't have to see that, but also to contain any type of spreading of diseases,
bacteria,
and things like that.
Yes,
too,
right.
So
surely I would, yes, I would agree with that too. But yeah. I just, you know, there's an element of privacy, and if I never had my cover and my child was hungry, I certainly would have fed her. But for the most part, I, you know, tried to cover up just to make, you know, everyone comfortable around me. And yeah, I, even though it's natural and it's beautiful and wonderful, there is an element of privacy.
Yeah, there's a certain courtesy factor that you got to throw in there a little bit.
Good for you, Tammy. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks.
Have a fun weekend.
Don't you wish you could just drop trowel, though, like at the park, and just after a good jog?
Who says we haven't?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.